Clare Means Business, a Clare FM exclusive podcast with Josh Prenderville.
You're very welcome to another episode of Clare Means Business, an exclusive podcast here on Clare FM. It's Josh Prenderville here with you, looking forward to another revealing insight into the local and the national economy in the next 20 minutes or so. Later on, we'll hear about job vacancy rates here in Clare and how they continue to rise despite the pandemic, and why it's actually a really good sign that the economy is capable of bouncing back, as we all hope it does, over the next few weeks and months. For now, though, Friday, 30th of April, it's National Workplace Wellbeing Day. Now, for many of us, the workplace and the home, they've become one and the same over the past year. So how difficult is it now for employers to ensure their employees are mentally and physically well when they're not on site? Well, with me first is Sharon Higgins, who's IBEC Director of Membership and Sectors. It's IBEC who are indeed calling on businesses in this county and elsewhere to prepare for National Workplace Wellbeing Day. First though, Sharon, you're very welcome to Clare Means Business. You're not far away from us here. You're based in Cratlow. Can you tell us about your Clare roots?
Yeah, well, I'm always delighted to talk about my Clare background. So I've been living in Cratlow for most of my life. In fact, moved away for a number of years, but came back here about 11 or 12 years ago now, and I've been based here since. So I often joke with people that I was born in Dublin, lived in Limerick for a while. But when people ask me where I'm from, I always say it's not where you were born, it's the county hurling team you follow. So that puts me very squarely in the Clare camp. So, yeah. Very happy here for a long time. My family still live here as well.
And what was your sort of journey then to IBEC? I know you've been with IBEC for quite a long time.
Yeah, certainly. Well, actually, I've an unusual background in that respect. I started in UL, did industrial chemistry, then went further and did a master's in chemistry. And then I worked in what was Elan Pharmaceuticals for a short period of time. And while I was there, one of the things I used to drive my manager mad with at the time was saying, other people must be doing this. I was working in a particular area in validation. And when she left, she rang me one day. She said, I found your job for you. So I started working originally in IBEC then 25 years ago this year in the pharmaceutical area. Then I took over different parts of sales and marketing and different things. So now I'm basically look after, we've 38 trade associations and the sales and marketing elements within IBEC, and also digital as well.
That's some transition, in fairness, from industrial biochemistry, and that's some journey, in fairness to you. But IBEC are calling on businesses to prepare for National Workplace Wellbeing Day on the 30th of April. I suppose the one thing we would all say over the past year or so is the workplace itself and that environment has changed dramatically, hasn't it? I mean, the workplace isn't necessarily the office for quite a number of people now. It is their kitchen. It is the home office. Some people, it's even the bedroom. So I suppose how can businesses ensure the well-being of their employees that they may not have seen in person for 12 months or more?
Yeah, and I think it's been a very interesting and a continuously evolving journey, because companies have had people in so many different environments. So you're absolutely right. For some companies, everybody like myself has been working remotely since March last year. And that has its own specific issues. And then there are others where people have from the very outset been working in the public domain. And obviously, particularly in the earlier stages and during different times, that's been a difficult environment as well. So companies have had to work very closely to ensure that their staff felt safe and secure, and obviously were safe and secure in the environments they were in. And then you've got companies that have actually got hybrid models where you've got people that are on site and off site, and completely different dynamics going on. So every company has had its own journey over the course of the last year. And in fact, that journey has shifted and changed over that time as well. So I think there's quite a lot going on.
Is it a positive from the employer point of view? Obviously, workplace well-being was always and is always important to ensure good productivity and happy employees. But I think the pandemic has almost forced employers and employees to think about that in a very different way. You know, as we say there, home life and work life is intertwined and tangled together. Mm-hmm. And I suppose what I'm asking is, are employers maybe thinking about well-being in a very different way to pre-March 2020?
Yeah, because they're at home and working at home, there's a different level of responsibility, I suppose, that falls on the employer. And the employers are working very hard to make sure that they're doing as much as they can for people in that environment. And then lots of other things going on generally across organizations, like, for example, trying to ensure that meetings are only held when necessary, because actually in some cases there's been meeting overload. And literally people are going from one meeting to the other all day. So really
we've all been
saying,
on the Zoom loops in fairness. Yeah, we can all identify
exactly.
with that.
Exactly. And they're hard. They're very tough. And so I know certainly companies are looking at, can you make 25 minute meetings instead of 30 minute meetings? If for nothing else, to go for a bio break in between, you know, it's quite tough. So there's lots of things going on like that within organizations.
I know a number of people that, for whatever reason, have changed their job during the pandemic, as people naturally do. And of course, the pandemic's been in our lives for more than a year now. And a few of them have sort of commented to me how difficult it is to even get to know people in the workplace. You don't have those sort of water cooler moments that we might call them, or the tea break that people might be used to, where they get to know fellow employees or whatever it might be. It's obviously very difficult to do over Zoom. So how important is that in terms of a workplace well-being point of view for employers, that new employees, because I appreciate some companies have found the pandemic extremely difficult, others have hired in whatever roles, that those employees that are being hired are made to feel as much as possible in a virtual sense as part of the new team as they possibly can be, and some tips on how to do that, I suppose.
Yeah, so again, there's been a huge developments in that over the year. In the first instance, I suppose everyone felt it was going to be relatively short and we wouldn't still be in this situation this time a year later. So companies have adapted. I think there's been a huge amount of work done in different organizations, people looking at all of their induction processes to make sure that they are really, you know, engaging with new employees and making sure they've got buddies, for example. I know a lot of organizations now have an induction process, but also they will assign a buddy to the person so that they will meet with them, you know, routinely for a number of weeks or months or whatever is required in that company. They'll also have, you know, maybe newbies days or mornings or coffee mornings where all of the new people can actually meet each other and discuss how they're getting on, and meeting with the HR teams, meeting with the leadership teams and companies. So lots of different activities going on there, but very structured. I think, you know, companies are trying to be very structured in this approach so that nobody falls through the hoops, and that there's lots of opportunities to engage with their manager, with their team, with their HR people within the organization, depending on the size of the organization. And again, what we've found is we've got through IBEC, obviously, we've got lots of different forums where people come together, HR managers come together, but we also have, you know, we have a whole well-being forum that sits routinely. And, you know, there's hundreds of people come on these calls and lots of banter go on around how organizations are managing, obviously protecting individuals in this, but how can we do things better? So again, it's sharing of information and adapting as we keep moving. So learning from the positives and also from things we would like to do differently the next time. But there's some of the examples that the companies are looking at.
Yeah, and it's interesting that you say that, because as I mentioned there, the employees, there's been lots of talk, and rightly so, about how difficult employees themselves have found the pandemic and adjusting as much as we possibly can. But you outlined there that for employers, and maybe this was something that I hadn't even thought of myself in a selfish respect, that it's been quite difficult for them to adjust as well in many respects.
Oh, the amount of work and genuine effort and really effort to do the right thing that I've seen across companies has been phenomenal. They want to retain their staff, absolutely, but they want their staff to be fully engaged in, well, when I say that, as engaged as they can with the organization, with the culture, because it's critical to the organization that happens. So you talk to any HR person in the country at the moment, and I can guarantee you they have had the busiest year of their lives. Because they are dealing with things they've never dealt with before. They're dealing with, you know, stresses and things within the employees that they have to, you know, work with and manage and support. So, and also trying to organize all of these social activities and things that they previously wouldn't have had to do. So it's been huge and absolutely massive effort, a mammoth. And I think Irish companies appear to be doing very well at that. And again, what I say to people all the time is, obviously you've done a, you know, we're doing our best, and I think that's the basic premise, but we have to keep looking at it. You have to keep adapting, looking to global trends. And now as we start, you know, hopefully reopening fairly soon, then there's going to be more things that companies are going to need to look at to make sure that we bring staff back in the right, you know, in the right ways. And I can tell you there are spreadsheets all over the country at the moment now trying to figure out what's the right way of doing that. So very complex.
And just finally then, Sharon, for any business that does want to try and get involved or is thinking, listening to this, you know, that's a really good idea. How can businesses across Clare and elsewhere get involved in Workplace Wellbeing Day? And what would you recommend that they might be able to do for it?
Yeah, so it's super. So it's very simple. So just go on to www.wellbeingday.ie. And on that, you can register. So it's very simple. Register your company. And within that, you'll be asked to give some examples of the things that you will be doing on Workplace Wellbeing Day. And again, when you go on, you can also look at all of the companies that have registered. And there's hundreds registered there already. And we fully expect there to be more than 1,000 shortly. So if you want to go in and have a little gander and see what's going on other companies and what they're doing on that day and use those to generate ideas for yourselves, then definitely pop into that website and you'll see plenty in there. And there's also, I was actually just looking at it a few minutes ago, and it's ramping up all the time, but there are lots of companies offering services free on that day for any company to join in with. The first one that I looked at there just happened to be, it just happened to be on mindfulness, and a company there is providing free mindfulness to companies who want to do it on the day. So lots of goodwill, lots of engagement. There'll be huge opportunities there. And most importantly on the day, we want this to trend. It trends most years. And we'd love to see lots of really, really great pictures. Personally, again, with my Clare hat on, nice scenery, and let's bring tourists to the Banner County as well. As
some blue and yellow, who knows? Blue and saffron, I should say.
absolutely. So plenty of that, and nice, you know, get out there, show the world what you're doing as a company, and use it as an opportunity to really reach out to your own employees and let them know how much, you know, you think about them all the time and how much you engage with them, and hopefully they know that you're doing your very best to make this as easy as an experience as it can be in a very difficult circumstance. So Workplace Wellbeing Day, wellbeingday.ie, www.wellbeingday.ie.
That's wellbeingday.ie and the hashtag hashtag workwell21 as well. So that's Sharon Higgins there from IBEC and based in Cratlow as well. Really good to talk to you.
Thank you very much. Lovely to talk to you too.
Yeah, great to see a Cratlow-based woman doing so well in IBEC, Sharon Higgins there. And no doubt many businesses across Clare will be preparing for National Workplace Wellbeing Day as we speak. That's on Friday the 30th of April. And indeed, every day should be Workplace Wellbeing Day, no doubt. Next up here on Clare Means Business, new data seems to suggest that the Irish jobs market and the market in this county is set to make an accelerated recovery from the pandemic. IrishJobs.ie has released new analysis showing job vacancy rates here in Clare and indeed surrounding areas of the Midwest have gone up both quarter on quarter and year on year. Orla Moran from IrishJobs.ie is with us on Clare Means Business. Orla, thanks very much for joining us on the podcast. Just first of all, how is it a positive thing that we now have so many jobs that are vacant throughout Clare and indeed the rest of the country?
Yeah, our data indicates that the Irish jobs market is steadily recovering from the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, which is an extremely encouraging sign as we look towards the next 12 months. When we look at our vacancy figures, the quarterly figures help us to understand the ongoing progress that is being made and reflects the recruitment decisions being made now, while the overall year-on-year comparisons show just how far we have come.
And what industries in particular are actively hiring? Because I suppose we've spoken a lot about COVID and about how some industries, obviously, particularly here in Clare, the likes of tourism and hospitality, which would be so vital to the local economy here, have suffered hugely, as you know. And yet there are other sectors who, even anecdotally, we can see that are hiring and continue to hire. So what sort of industries are we talking where we're seeing that the most vacancies arise, if you like?
Yeah, so the job postings for quarter one 2021 were up 34% when we compare that to quarter four 2020. So again, really positive signs. And the best performing sectors in quarter one, and they're sectors that we've seen continued growth even throughout the pandemic. So when we would have been releasing our jobs indexes on Irish jobs throughout 2020, when we were, you know, at the height of the pandemic, we saw these sectors continually increase. So if we look at, for example, science, pharmaceutical and food, that sector is up 102% year on year and 15% quarter on quarter. Also medical professionals and healthcare, I don't think it's a surprise to hear that that sector has boomed massively, 97% year on year and 31% quarter on quarter. IT is similar and so is construction. So even if we look at construction, that's just reopened. And despite long periods of lockdown restrictions, the construction sector has experienced significant levels of growth in quarter one. So the job vacancies within that sector grew by 45% quarter on quarter and overall 7% then year on year.
And is it a mixture? Does it show that employees are moving around in spite of the pandemic? I mean, we're well aware, even here in Clare in the last few days, we've had positive job announcements, even in the aviation sector. But so there are new jobs coming on stream in this county and elsewhere. But I'd imagine these vacancy rates also show that employees aren't afraid to make the move despite the uncertainty surrounding so much of the economy at the moment.
Yeah, that's very true. And we've seen a number of recent jobs announcements as well. So I think all very encouraging. And we're seeing, you know, we're seeing in our traffic figures, in the number of visits coming to the Irish Jobs website, we're seeing the we're seeing the traffic increase year on year. When you consider, like, I suppose if you consider January, February, March last year, we weren't at the height of the pandemic. We January and February were normal performing months in quarter one 2020. But when we look at the same period now in 2021, we can see an uplift in our visits to the site. We can also see an increase as well in our corporate applications. We're up by about 20%. And so that's really positive activity. We can see that possibly the fear factor has definitely eased in terms of, you know, am I right to seek out a new role now? I think we're over the worst of it. I think definitely the signs on Irish jobs are that job seekers are moving, and employers certainly have absolutely ramped up. We can see the activity very much.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to bring it back to Clare for a second, as we mentioned earlier, 30% of an increase of vacancies in this county in the last quarter, 28% in the past year. But what also struck me was the vacancy rates in surrounding counties. I mean, Limerick, for example, a lot of people would travel from here to Limerick, particularly Limerick City, on a daily basis, certainly pre-pandemic and maybe post-pandemic as well. And increases in Limerick have gone up by 90% plus. And I know they've gone up by quite a bit in Tipperary as well. So I suppose it does suggest options for people in Clare in particular when they may have to travel to work again. I appreciate that many are working from home at the moment, but certainly when people are travelling around again from Clare, it may not just be Clare that they're working in. There are opportunities in the Midwest in particular, in the context of the rest of the country. Those vacancy rates have really gone up.
Oh, look, they have. And I think Limerick is an absolutely brilliant success story. It really is. If we look at the jobs in Limerick, the year on year change in terms of overall job numbers is phenomenal, actually. It's up 92% year on year, Limerick, and then it's up 45% quarter on quarter. And I think really what's driving that is the science and pharmaceutical sector. You know, there's fantastic opportunities with the likes of Regeneron, BD Medical, Cook. They're just some of the employers that are advertising on irishjobs.ie. But then, you know, I looked on the site at some of the positions for Limerick as well, and you have the likes of Northern Trust as well, who have a huge base in Limerick, and you know, another great company to work for with fantastic opportunities. But then you also have a mix of roles as well. So it's not just those sectors. Like, you have the likes of the HSE as well, who offer a mix of roles, not just medical roles. They have like HR, IT, clerical roles as well. So there's a lot of activity in multiple sectors.
Now, just lastly, can I ask, I suppose, that some of the, a lot of the industries that you mentioned really that are seeing an increase in vacancy rates, they're highly skilled, the scientific, the pharmaceutical industries. You even mentioned Regeneron in Limerick there as one example. Is there perhaps a fear that as we emerge from the pandemic that we may see sort of an imbalanced two-tier type economy where we have quite a number of vacancies in highly skilled industries, as you mentioned there, and yet in perhaps some of the lower skilled industries, you know, it's almost the opposite, if you like. Is there perhaps a fear that we might have an imbalance of a regional and national economy emerging from COVID?
But you know, I think it's a very interesting question, and I think one of the areas where we saw a huge decline was in what we would call kind of non-core roles, which would be kind of your entry level roles, your admin positions, and then the likes of, let's say, kind of high volume things, roles like customer success, maybe customer service, and some HR admin type roles. So those kind of positions, we saw a huge fall off during the COVID pandemic, and we have actually we've seen a rebound in those sectors. And I think the first thing to go that we were doing this jobs index in Irish Jobs back in the recession, we started in 2009 our quarterly index, and where we saw the kind of first sectors to see a decline were HR and recruitment, marketing, and sales, because if you're a business that's looking at your costs, you're going to be, you know, you're not going to be taking on as many staff, so therefore you don't need as many HR people. You're not going to be spending on big advertising campaigns, so therefore your marketing staff will be impacted. And also there wouldn't be as much demand for your product in a lot of cases, not all cases, so you won't need as many salespeople. We've seen those sectors coming back. So if I look at HR and recruitment is up 162% quarter on quarter. Marketing is up 33%. Sales is up 163% quarter on quarter in terms of job vacancies. So I think there is, to answer your question, I think that there's clear evidence there that that there's opportunities, not just for kind of the really qualified, highly skilled candidates, but there are opportunities as well outside those sectors.
Okay, good stuff. Orla Moran, General Manager from irishjobs.ie. Thanks very much for joining us on Clare Means Business.
Thanks very much for having me on.
Orla Moran from irishjobs.ie there speaking about that new analysis which shows job vacancy rates here in Clare are up by 30% year on year, and indeed even more in other areas of the Midwest. Certainly something to think about if you're thinking about branching out for a new role or anything like that in the near future. Well, that brings to a close this episode of Clare Means Business. We thank you very much for listening as always, and we hope that you're enjoying the podcast. We're looking forward to chatting on another busy show next week, where we'll be speaking at length with Shannon Chambers CEO Helen Downes on her work locally. We know it's a busy time there, along with her background and her plans for the future. So really excited for that one and to chat to her next week. For now, thanks very much for joining us on Clare Means Business, and we'll chat to you in 7 days' time.
You've been listening to an exclusive Clare FM podcast presented by Josh Prenderville. Log on each week to hear Clare Means Business.